For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to the prelim edition of the Monday Waffle.
Yes, you're with Asha Gibbon.
And Liz Robbins, and it's nearly the end of the season.
It is. It is nearly the end of the season. The grand final is fast approaching.
It's literally 6 days away. That took me too long to figure out. 6 days till the big dance. How exciting. Yes,
it is. And we've got our grand final contenders locked in. But before we get on to that, we need to unpack the prelim.
Yes, we do. It was, I think I've said it in the past, like 4 weeks. It was a beautiful weekend for football, Asha.
Yes, it was. It's giving, is it springtime now? Yes.
Time the sun was out. I got a little bit sunburned.
She got a little bit sunburned.
But it was a great day of footy down in Mandurah. And there was actually, for the league game, there was nearly 4,000 people there.
That's a lot. In Mandurah too.
Yeah, that is a great turnout for an oval that is an hour out of town. Great work, everyone that went down. Showing support for your teams. We love to see it.
Yes.
Round of applause for you guys. Peel Thunder defeated Subiaco 11-11-77 to 7-11-53. So it was a 24-point loss by Subi. Unfortunate for them, they were also knocked out of Resies. But great season to have the teams in all three divisions in finals.
Yeah, and to get this far as well, big achievement.
At the start of the season, people were saying Subi weren't going to make the 5.
Yeah, and look what they've done.
Onwards and upwards from here. So, Peel have booked their place in their 3rd grand final of their club's history. So, only 3. This will be their 3rd, which to me is crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. But do you know what? I think this is their year. If it's going to be, I'm going to put it down on here. This is their year for it.
On record, Asha Gibbon is saying it's Peel Thunder's year.
Yep, it's Peel Thunder's year.
Peel have won all 5 final matchups against Subi in the past 8 seasons.
Wow.
So there must be a little curse or something.
Yeah. Don't speak Subi that out just too loud. It's bad juju, Liz.
Bad juju. I mean, there is no curse. It's just unfortunate, whatever happens on the day.
Yeah. Thunder's defensive efforts, they proved too good throughout the day. They've had very good defence this season, I think, especially in the finals series. Now, Hugh Davies restricted Ben Sokol to 1 behind and 4 kicks, with Jacob Blight keeping Luke Kentfield to 5 kicks and no score, while having 19 touches and 9 marks himself.
Yep, was definitely their defensive pressure and their back line. That was what drove them to have that success, I reckon. So Peel led the way from the opening minutes, kicking the first 4 goals of the game all within 15 minutes. So that just pushed them in front.
Yeah.
And get that little lead. But Will Hickmott and Captain Lee Kitchen kicked the first 2 for Subi at the 18 and 20 minute mark, but the margin was still 21 points at the end of the first term. So there was a decent gap at the end of the first quarter. But only end of the first quarter. Yeah. So it could have been anyone's game. But then in the second quarter, there was only 1 goal, and it came from Taj Schofield, who returned from a hamstring injury. So he had a huge long bomb at the 9-minute mark. But still by halftime, Peel were in control, leading by 13 points. So the margin had shrunk. Only 13. That's 2 goals. Anyone's game. But then, Asha. In the 3rd quarter, Peel kicked 4 goals and Subi only kicked 1. Yep. So that pushed that lead up again, and Peel were up by 33 points at the end of the third quarter.
Wow.
So a little bit scary, you know. It's a bigger lead. So fourth quarter, it was or die. The first goal of the final term was kicked by Tom Emmett, which pushed Subi further away and gave Peel a 38-point lead. And unfortunately, it was just a little too late for Subi when Jamin Alone and Stefan Giro kicked a goal to end the game and brought the margin back to 24 points. But it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But there were a few stars that played throughout the day. We have Ben Middleton from Peel kicking three goals from only 10 kicks and 5 marks. Joel Hamling had 15 possessions and 9 marks and also held Ryan Borchett to 5 kicks and only 2 goals. And then Will Brody finished on 24 possessions and 8 tackles. From Subi, best on ground, 18-year-old Colton Thornstrop, who we will have to keep an eye on in the coming break and season.
Yep.
See what happens. Him, he finished on 15 disposals, 5 marks and 5 inside 50s. Liam Hickmott racked up another big 24 disposals and 8 tackles. And Lee Kitchen finished on 19 disposals, 4 marks and a goal. So it was a bit disappointing, but solid effort throughout the whole season for the Subi boys. They should be proud of themselves. Little pat on the back, and then now it's time to have some fun at Silly Sunday.
And then it'll be quick before you know it and pre-season's back.
No time for rest, guys.
Yeah. I think it's a very nice end to the season for Subi, although it's a little disappointing to get to a prelim. It's a big pat on the back. So we have East Fremantle versus Peel Thunder on Sunday, the 24th of September, 3:20 at Optus Stadium. So
very exciting.
Two teams that haven't seen a Premiership Cup for a very long time. They haven't had their sights for a very long time.
Yeah, this is very exciting for both teams to get this far. And I reckon it will be a great game of footy.
Yes.
And it's very exciting. If you can get on down, get on down to the Big O Stadium.
Yeah.
I am going to say East Freo are going to take it out.
You are. Yep. Well, it seems like it's their year, that's for sure. Seems like it's their year, but I've said it seems like it's Peel's year, so.
So we will have to see, Asha. 1v1.
Statistically, East Fremantle should win, but we love a little bit of both of them have a little bit of an underdog story this season, but I think recent news has overshadowed East Fremantle's story a little bit. So I hope Peel can get a big win.
Well, we will see. So yes, 3:20 this Sunday at Optus Stadium, the big 2023 Grand Final. I can't wait.
I know. It is. It'll be a good day. I think the weather's actually nice too. So an excuse, get on out, get some sunshine. Watch the footy.
Beautiful day for football.
Yep.
And also, not trying to be a plug, but your tickets get you free transport because Optus is not easy with parking. Yeah. Get the train. You know? Explore the city. Explore the beautiful town of Perth. Make a day of it. Your ticket gets you in to see all three games. There's not just Lee. There's Colts and we have Claremont playing Perth, so that's at 12:10. And then we also have in reserves Swan District's take on West Perth at 9:20 a.m. So whole day of footy, get on down, wear your own club colours even if your team's not in it. You know, it's going to be a great day for football.
That it is.
So also some exciting news that came out this week was the release of the AFL Futures Squad.
So three WA players have been selected by the AFL in a squad of 46 players. They will feature in the 2020 AFL Futures match. So the AFL Futures match provides next year's draft prospects an opportunity to be part of a high performance environment and showcase their talent on the big stage. Now, Peel Thunder's Beau Allen, Malachi Champion from Subiaco, and Claremont's Austin Vanderstrup have been given the chance to perform on the AFL's biggest day.
Yes, the match will be played at the MCG prior to the 2023 Grand Final. So that's huge. That is the big stage.
That it is.
Like, if you're not nervous, I'd be nervous for this one.
Yes, and it's definitely probably the last opportunity for some of those boys to show off why they should be picked.
Yeah, so all the players named for this AFL Futures match are born in 2006 and will be eligible for selection in next year's draft. 2006 is so little.
Yeah.
They're such young boys.
Yeah.
On the big stage.
On the big stadium,
MCG.
Yeah.
But good for them. We love to see WA talent up and coming and getting the limelight that we deserve. As in them, not. But huge congrats to these three boys, and we hope that they do very well on Grand Final day, which is also so soon, Asha.
I know, it's fast approaching. It's next weekend's waffle, weekend after Grand Final for the AFL.
Bang, bang, and then what?
And then what? The AFLW.
AFLW has started, that is true.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, pre-season, and we do it all over again next year.
Yep.
That is all for today. Little quick one. Just for a recap of the weekend and to get everyone excited for the Grand Final. Yeah.
Monday Waffle.
Signing off for another week.
Another week.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.